Hey y'all, come on in and take a seat as we dive into trusting God. According to Oxford Languages, one of the definitions of trust is firm belief in the reliability, truth, ability, or strength of someone or something. I have to admit that trusting God did not come easily, and it was something that I had to really be intentional about and prayerful about when developing my relationship with Him. Friend, can I be honest with you? Let's talk. I once read a book titled Let God Love You, While We Don't, How We Can by Wendy Ulrich. Miss Ulrich is a psychologist, and it is in this book that I learned that our relationship with people is reflected in our relationship with God. This made complete sense in my head because if I did not trust people, how could I possibly trust God? After all, people that I felt were dear to me had broken so many promises and let me down numerous times. I had counted on people to show up for me, but they had oftentimes never arrived. Needless to say, I didn't trust many people, and I didn't have faith in them either. Those same negative feelings I felt towards people, I felt towards God as well. Because to be for real, I had prayed for certain things out of the states of desperation, and God did not show up for me just like those people didn't. Over the last 2 or 3 years, God has given me instructions regarding my future. To be completely honest with you, I was nervous regarding following those instructions due to not knowing how, when, where, and what time things would play out. I was also nervous because of the minimal amount of trust that I had in God. You see, I was the type of person that loved control and thrived the most when I relied on myself to get the job done. Well, I'm here to tell you that those characteristics do not work when serving God. You truly have to trust Him and have faith in Him and His words to you. Here recently, God has given me so many instructions to the point where I felt an urgency within my spirit to act quickly. I noticed that I had begun to feel anxious regarding the process of fulfilling the instructions. I was thinking about what I needed to do in conjunction with God for His words to come to pass. For a moment, I thought that my trust and faith in God were wavering until I realized that my emotions just needed to be regulated by God. It is normal for us to have those types of emotions, but as I mentioned in Get Out of Your Feelings, it is essential to allow God to regulate them. So I went straight into my prayer closet to lay at His feet. After praying, one of my friends sent me a text message which provided me with so much reassurance. That message reminded me of a prayer that God had answered for me. That prayer was backed by trust and faith alone. I did not have to perform an action, control the situation, or rely on myself to fulfill it. And in that moment, God said, "I will provide for you." Friend, tell me why I got emotional because of the way God spoke that phrase to me. The way He said it made me know He is going to do what He said He would do, that I can trust Him to perform it. It made me feel a sense of peace knowing that I wouldn't have to perform an action, control the situation, or rely on myself to fulfill it. All I need to do is trust Him and continue to have faith in Him. According to God's will, way, and timing, all of God's words to me will be fulfilled. It serves me no good to be caught up in wondering how, when, where, why, and what time the instructions and promises will unfold. I can rest in knowing that God is in control and all things will work out according to His will for my life. If you would like to read this blog post, head on over to realtalkwithkiwi.com and read all about it. Bye.